I have four siblings, three brothers and a sister, and two of my brothers, the one just a little older than me and one younger than me, both are very limited by illness. My older brother, who had a stroke about 4 years ago, is paralyzed on his whole left side and is very limited. My younger brother has Parkinson's, and it's the internal Parkinson's that affects your mind and your memory and is a very debilitating illness. And I share that with you because I don't know that I knew how much I loved my brothers until their illnesses. We always got along, have always been a good and close family. But when they became very troubled and ill is when I realized how much I really cared about them because of the depth of sadness in me. And I share that with you because that's what Jesus is dealing with his brothers, his disciples tonight. He's told them about his upcoming death. They know, they can see it, of where it's going, and they're troubled and they're frightened. And when he says to them, do not let your hearts be troubled, as a brother to them, he does not want to see them hurting. He doesn't want to see the fear or the being overwhelmed with sadness that they feel. And he says to them, the reason I don't want your heart to be troubled is you have faith in God. I know that. I've been with you. But he says, have faith in me. He says, I know I'm going away, but there are many mansions, there are many dwelling places in my Father's house, and this isn't permanent. I'm coming back, and I'm going to take you with me. So the separation that we're experiencing is going to be very temporary. And that's extremely important for all of us who have lost parents, brothers, sisters, spouses, children, that we know that our separation from them is very temporary, that we will all be back together again. But then when the gospel goes on and Thomas says, we don't even know where you're going, how can we know the way? And he talks with Thomas a while. And then Philip says, you know, if you would just show us the Father. And Jesus says, Philip, you know, we've been traveling together for 2 or 3 years now. We've been talking. We've been sitting around in the evening. We're friends. Do you still not know if you see me, you see the Father? And Philip doesn't quite compute that. He can't see that. And sometimes we don't either. Many of us still want to go back to the God of philosophy instead of the God of Jesus, that the Father and Jesus are one. I've talked about this with you often. Tonight, I want to talk about how Jesus lived his life and what that says about the Father and what it says about us. If Jesus searched out and welcomed all kinds of people throughout his ministry, that's what the Father does. He searches out and welcomes. all people. Even the people we don't like are the people that we think are enemies, are the people we think, how can they be where they are? How can they think like they think? Jesus welcomed them all. He searched them out. He welcomed them all. And so does God. Jesus never hurt people. He never condemned people. He never shamed people. He never rejected people. Neither does our God. Neither does our Father. So if we watch Jesus, we not only see a way of life, but we see who our Father is, but it also tells us who we are. Paul told us in the second reading tonight, we are a chosen people. We are a holy nation. We are a royal priesthood. We are God's own possession. You and I are different because we've been chosen. We haven't been chosen because we're special. We've been chosen to be something special, to do something special. So think about it. Think about what Jesus did. If Jesus did not condemn or judge people, neither should we. If Jesus reached out to people and sought them out to rescue them, so should we. With Jesus, he reached out and touched the leper. Remember that. That always strikes me when he did that, because no one touched lepers. But he knew before the leper even needed to be cured, he needed to be touched, because nobody had touched him for 5 years. Think about that, that no one would touch you for 5 years. No contact. Jesus reaches out and touches them. He welcomed outcasts, the people that everybody has said didn't fit. He reached out to the marginalized. Think about the people in our society right now who are on the margins that we don't think fit, that we don't think like we do or act like we do, or how could they be where they are? You know, when we wrestle with the issues as a country about gay people or transgender people or all the kinds of ways that sometimes people will say, I just don't understand how people get there. We don't need to understand. We may not even agree, but we reach out. We reach out and bring them into the fold and say, you are loved by God. You are one of God's people. Jesus crossed all the social lines, all the racial lines, all the economic lines. He didn't care what other people thought was their problem. Jesus crossed those lines. And we have to do that same thing. So when we see people who are lonely, are poor, are on the outskirts, we are that chosen people. We are the people to reach out to them. Tonight's gospel tells us three things. It tells us that Jesus worries about us. He doesn't want us to be troubled. He doesn't want us to have a heart that's troubled. It tells us, too, who our God is. and it tells us who we are meant to be.